We're going to be talking about these guys. I believe on the line, Dave Bailey from Glass Animals. Hey, sir.
Hey, how's it going?
Very well, man. Thank you for chatting to us.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for chatting to me.
Now, where are you at the moment?
I am in my house in Oxford. Yeah, eating some breakfast.
Oh, good. Well, good morning. And what are you having for breakfast? What does Dave from Glass Animals have for breakfast?
I'm having cornflakes, the most granddad cereal of them all.
Typical rock star.
Hell yeah, rock and roll. No, I should be, I don't know, eating a steak or something, shouldn't I?
I don't know, yeah, or some sort of narcotics or something. No, it's good. It's good because you're staying healthy, you're getting all your fibre and stuff, and Glass Animals have just released, your first album. That's excellent. How does it feel?
It feels pretty amazing. It feels like, I don't know, kind of I imagine what, like, having a baby feels like. Kind of a relief to get it out and very happy.
There may be a few new mothers resenting that description because there's a flood.
Sorry to all the new mothers. I imagine you had a much more painful experience.
It has.
Yeah,
I mean,
no, it's been a fun experience.
It has. It seems to be, and it's come, well, as far as we're concerned, quite quickly. Like, I mean, the first EP came out less than 2 years ago, I think, Leaflings. So it's great for us to get a full album out. What do you think the difference is between this and the other stuff, like the primary difference?
I think the old stuff was a little bit tame, a little bit self-conscious. You know, we were still just finding our way in the music industry. We didn't really know what we were doing and we were a bit shy. So I think the music was a bit shy. And slowly we've gotten a bit more confident and just started doing what we want in the studio, really, and not really worrying about what our mums and friends will think about the music that we make.
What did your friends think about when you first started releasing Glass Animals music?
I think they thought I was a bit of an idiot for dropping out of uni, but I had to do it. I love making music so much.
Yeah. What were you doing at university?
Medicine. Yeah, I was going to be a doctor.
Weren't you, you were also like, you were studying like neuroscience, like neuroscientific stuff?
Yeah, so I did medicine for a bit and then basically realised that I was going to drop out. And so they let me do a neuroscience degree pretty quickly in a year. So I did that.
That's brains. Right. A friend of mine just got her master's in that sort of thing, and that's like dealing with trauma patients and the elderly and young people born with brain defects. Did you get to really delve into the brain in the small time that you did it?
Yeah, I did. I find the brain so interesting and it's so mysterious, and no one really knows how it works, which is why I love it so much and kind of why I love music so much.
Yeah.
But I was more into psychiatry and why people have mental illnesses and how mentally ill people see the world and stuff like that.
Has that influenced your songwriting for Glass Animals at all?
A bit. I think not really the music, but the lyrics. Yeah, I still try to get into that headspace that I was in when I was at medical school, like trying to see the world through the patient's eyes when I'm writing lyrics. So a lot of the song lyrics are actually me writing from the perspective of another person rather than about myself.
So that is a beautiful explanation for what when people talk about the weird as hell lyrics that Glass Animals have, your peanut butter vibes and the stuff. It's, you're in a character of someone, a patient that you dealt with.
Yeah. It's not me with the peanut butter vibes.
That's good. I mean, not good because I really like that song. Anyway, I'm going to play a different song now. And you were saying that you're less self-conscious. This song, Pools, definitely like the melody, very much more forthright, much more confident, showing you that you know what you can do. We haven't even talked about the video clip yet. We'll get to that. Tell us a little bit about Pools.
Pools is actually quite different to what we normally do and what we normally sound like. It was us just having a really good time in the studio and sort of making a pop song, really. It's the most poppy thing we've done, but it's meant to be fun.
As mainstream poppers, you guys get this is Pools. All right. Well, hey, let us know what you think of this. 0439757555 off the very first album from Glass Animals, Zaba. This is Pools by Glass Animals on Triple J. On Triple J, there you go. That is Pools by Glass Animals. I've got Dave from the band on the phone from Oxford. As we said, more confident, more forthright. And the video, that's like a crazy claymation psychedelic acid trip.
Yeah, it is basically a trip down the rabbit hole. It's pretty mental, isn't it?
This comes from, you guys rehearsed for this album. You have a shed, like a shed in the countryside full of pillows. That's something that I read.
Yeah, it's a kind of cozy little musical den. It's just a place where we can make as much noise as we could possibly want without pissing off any neighbours, because there are no neighbours, except for bears and foxes. And I hope they're no bears, actually. I haven't seen one yet.
Little bears, cute bears.
Little bears, yeah. Maybe some drop bears. I heard you guys have a problem with drop bears.
Who told you the drop bear story? What bad Australian diplomat?
Someone who is full of... I'm not allowed to say on radio. But, I was quickly told by someone else that they don't actually exist.
Yeah. Oh, so you believed it for a while. Well, that's good. I'm glad that you believed it for a little while at least, because it's a beautiful story.
Yeah, you got me for about 4 seconds.
Well, I didn't mean to. We didn't mean to. I apologise on behalf of Australia. But so you went from that, rehearsing in that shed in the countryside, surrounded by the animals. I think the Scylla video was filmed near there, if people want to get an idea of that kind of thing. And then to recording with Paul Epworth, this legendary producer who kind of took you guys under his wing and put you on his label and stuff. What was that leap like, sort of into Wolf Tone Studios?
It was quite daunting initially, but he's a really great producer and he was amazing in making us feel really comfortable in his studio. He basically popped his head in when we first got there and just said, have as much fun as you can with all my crazy equipment and crazy synths. Mm. And if you need me, just give me a call. And he was there as a mentor and really just left us to it. It was just fun. Yeah, lots of neat toys.
Yeah, what was the most fun toys that we can hear? Because there are a lot of crazy sounds on the record. What are some of the craziest toys that you guys got to play with?
Actually, you just heard Pools. So that has quite a lot of kids' toys on it. All the percussion and all the... There's like that line going... dun, 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 all the way through. And that's actually these things called boom whackers, which we ordered from Australia for this purpose. And it's basically a giant xylophone made of tubes.
Yes.
Hard to explain.
Yeah, no, like tuned piping, basically.
Exactly, yeah. So we had lots of tuned pipes everywhere and went a bit crazy.
Now, is there a song that you wrote, I saw that you wrote whilst you were just watching Breaking Bad, watching a bit of television, and wrote a song?
Yeah, there is that song, Black Mambo, exactly that. It was originally called Crystal Meth because of that reason.
Breaking Bad.
I wrote it while watching Breaking Bad. Yeah, and then the label were like, you can't release this. Called Crystal Meth, it's awful. And they actually showed me a documentary about Crystal Meth and how awful it is. And I was like, oh my God, I can't call it Crystal Meth anymore.
Sure. So yeah. So you changed it to Black Mamba. Surely there's enough scenes of Breaking Bad that prove that Crystal Meth is really, really bad as well.
Yeah, very educated.
Was there a particular scene? Was there like a character in mind or some sort of something that was happening, a narrative in mind?
I think so. I think it was a desert scene. That sparked it.
See, that's...
I don't want to give too much of the plot away.
Yeah, good. No spoilers.
You should watch it. Bloody good.
On Triple J, that is Foster the People. From their record Supermodel, that is Best Friend. You have a great chat I had with Mark Foster from that record a few months ago now. I'll tell you what, on the phone right now, though, the lead vocalist of Glass Animals, Dave Bailey, and you've got to have a listen to the start of this song. This is Hazy from your brand new record, Zaba. What is going on? I can hear drips and bird sounds and critters all crawling around. What's all that come from?
All sorts of things, man. I've got this field and river by my house, so sometimes I go down there and record some of the ambient noise. And I've also got a pet rabbit, so sometimes I record him sneezing or whatever he does. And a lot of the other noises that sound like birds and kind of weird bigger animals are me recording people, like the guys in the band. Hmm. Laughing and stuff and tweaking it with synths until it sounds like a hippo or something.
So laughing turned into hippos via synths. That's great. What's your rabbit's name?
He's called Xander.
Xander. Does Xander get a credit on the record?
He played most of the synths on the record, actually.
I don't know. I'm sure. Is it Edmund that's supposed to play the synths in the band? I'm not sure how he would feel about that.
Oh, compared to Xander, Edmund's rubbish. Xander's top grade 8.
That's good. Well, I hope maybe next time you guys come out, you came out for a very quick tour last time. Hopefully next time you will bring Xander the Rabbit with us. Are there any plans to bring this brand new album to Australia?
There are, yeah. I can't give you too many details, but I can't wait to come back. And it's going to be when your weather starts getting hot again, summertime.
Beautiful.
See you guys.
It is a nice time to be in Australia. Nice time for rabbits as well, they do. Although there is a rule you're not allowed to bring rabbits to Queensland because of the various plague things going on. But we'll work something out for you guys.
Could you have some kind of bodysuit?
Yes, yeah. Disguise him as a bear. It'll be fine. Drop bear. Anyway, enough about that. We could talk about that stuff. We'll probably talk about the music, which is it's out now. It came out. It's called Zaba, the brand new record for Glass Animals. And hopefully you guys will be here soon. One thing I really like about the record, and it makes it hard to choose another song to play, is that the whole record kind of flows as one long mix. Is that on purpose?
Yeah, that was the one idea that we had going into the record before we made it. We didn't really have any other ideas. We didn't say, we wanted to sound like this. We just said we wanted to make a record that really flows from start to finish, that you can put on and listen to right to the end, and it keeps you away from reality for an hour or however long it is. Because all of my favourite records do that. Dark Side of the Moon does that, and more recently, Animal Collective, Merriweather Post Pavilion does that.
Yeah.
That was the idea behind it, yeah.
Yeah, they are. Man, there's a lot of psychedelic stuff going on with you guys, and obviously bring up Animal Collective as well. And you've got a cabin in the woods with pillows. It's suggesting a little bit of psychedelic compound activity, but I don't, experimentation. But I don't need you to confirm or deny that at all.
I'm going to keep quiet.
Yeah, no, it's beautiful. Well, I'm going to play the very first track on the album, Flip, which is a beautiful tune, but it does have some fairly not nice things happening in the lyrics there.
Yeah, the lyrics turned out pretty aggressive. I don't know what got into me. But yeah, maybe that's where all my angst and aggression comes out. But again, as I was saying earlier, the lyrics are all me speaking from someone else's perspective rather than about me personally.
So we don't have to fear for any Bowie knives going in any directions next time you're in Australia.
Oh, really? Don't worry about that. I wouldn't have fly.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, and I'm very glad to hear this record as well. Dave from Glass Animals, thank you so much. Say good day to Joe, Edmund and Drew, and we'll see you here when it starts to get warmer in Australia. And in the meantime, this is Flip by Glass Animals.
Cool, man. Thanks very much.
No worries, man. Have a great breakfast, too.
Thank you.
It's the Doctor on Triple J.